Ian, our news hawk, came flying into studio. Hunter S. Thompson dead. More details, stay tuned.
To try drugs will find themselves
up all night.
On drugs.
Up all night.
On the drugs.
On the drugs.
Up all night.
Up all night. Up all night.
For parents across the country, drugs help to control children.
Babies and children need cocaine because they enjoy the high.
Substances. Chemicals. Drugs.
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 That's all. Just drugs.
Well, I think if you really want to try and understand behaviour, then you have to do more. Illegal drugs.
The public needs drugs.
Use illegal drugs.
Drugs, drugs, drugs make you have your face again. Now the drugs work, they don't make you worse. I know I'll see the drugs again. Yeah, I know I'll see the drugs again. Drugs again.
Drugs are boring. Drugs is just so boring.
Forget about the drugs. It ain't.
Welcome back, listeners. This is Cooney Co-op Radio. 93.5 FM CJLY, broadcasting live from Nelson and over the worldwide mycelium on www.cooneycoopradio.com. So, this is Fane of the Cosmos, Drug
Infinite
News.
Moment and Drug News, yes, Drug News. Drug News, Drug News, Drug News.
So in the news, the latest breaking story, author Hunter S. Thompson is dead. Hunter S. Thompson, the acerbic counterculture writer who popularized a new form of fictional journalism in books like Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, fatally shot himself tonight.
Well, no, everybody knows, I think, Hunter S. Thompson. And if they don't, well, they should. They should read his books. His books were seminal. He created the genre of gonzo journalism, which is the reporting of the actual use of illicit substances during some sort of an event or something. But it was funny because some of the things that he went to actually report on, he wouldn't even get out to see. He'd be so stoned, but at least according to his accounts. Now, it says here that they're not sure whether or not he killed himself on purpose or whether he was playing with a gun and just accidentally shot himself. But he is dead. He's dead at 67.
Whoa, that is too much. So in other news, George Bush, in secretly taped conversations, reveals that he is a pot smoker. As George W. Bush was first moving onto the national political stage, he often turned for advice to an old friend who secretly taped some of their private conversations, creating a rare record of the future president as a politician and a personality. In the last several weeks, that friend Doug Weed, an author and former aide to Mr. Bush's father, disclosed the tape's existence to a reporter and played about a dozen of them.
Doug Weed.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that great? Mr. Bush, who has acknowledged a drinking problem years ago, told Mr. Weed on the tapes that he could withstand scrutiny of his past. He said it involved nothing more than, quote, just, wild behavior. He worried, though, that allegations of cocaine use would surface in the campaign, and he blamed his opponents for stirring rumors. If nobody shows up, there's no story, he told Mr. Weed, and if somebody shows up, it's going to be made up. But when Mr. Weed said that Mr. Bush had in the past publicly denied using cocaine, Mr. Bush replied, I haven't denied anything. He refused to answer reporters' questions about his past behavior, he said, even though it might cost him the election. Defending his approach, Mr. Bush said, I wouldn't answer the marijuana questions. You know why? Because I don't want some little kid doing what I tried. That's a quote from George Bush on tape.
That's great.
He mocked Vice President Al Gore for acknowledging marijuana use. Baby boomers have got to grow up and say, yeah, I may have done drugs, but instead of admitting it, say to the kids, don't do them, he said. So George Bush has smoked pot, listeners. It's official. It's on tape by a New York Times reporter. It's there. It's real. He said it. So
there you go. I mean, the whole war on
maybe
drugs
that's
is really
not
just
a good
big
thing.
Scam.
Maybe that's not a good thing. Maybe they'll be like, pot, look what pot did to Bush.
Well, it's kind of
you know, like no. It went, goes the wrong way.
Well, we already sort of knew he was a cocaine user, apparently, you know, from at least there was some indication that he might be. And, you know, so now we have confirmation that he's using pot too, or used pot anyways at some point. Or at least it seems that he did. A few interesting news items that I've got here, really quick ones. February last week in Missouri, a first grader got in trouble for playing with a plastic bag on the playground. The teachers claimed that they thought that the contents of the bag, which was actually dirt and clovers, looked like marijuana. And so just on the basis of the fact that it looked like she was, you know, playing with marijuana, they sentenced her to a two-day suspension, in school detention, and they said it would be on her school record.
Oh my god, they're putting this
on her school record. Tommy Chong last week claimed that he and Cheech Marin didn't smoke pot when they were making their stoner comedies that made them famous. This revelation came at the U.S. Comedy Arts Festival. He said that they'd done it once during their 1978 Up in Smoke, but they missed their cues and after that decided that they weren't going to smoke again during the filming of their shows. I find that hard to believe.
That's so such crap. Oh my god. But you can see with that first grader how they would use the kid as an example to demonize the weed. Like, they would say, look kids, this little kid didn't even have it, but look what would happen if she did. We're making this kid's life hell. Can you imagine if it was actually weed?
Yeah.
Yeah, but she'd be dead.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like, what I mean? Like, the other kids would be like, boy, I'd better not even pretend to drink alcohol or pretend that it might be drugs or herbs. How about that? Herbs.
Well,
herbs in a bag.
The little girl wasn't thinking anything about it. It was a lunch
Clover bag,
apparently, and she just thought, well, I'll just put some stuff in there and give it to my friend. I mean, it's a very young girl, and she's like, I'm just going to, this is like a gift or something, like, you know, a funny little girl gift or whatever. Here you go.
Clover.
It was totally innocent. So, do you have one there, Dustin?
Yeah, I do. Sweetgrass burning in Alberta jails has been banned. It's kind of unusual, but okay, guess what? Other people around the world like burning stuff too and consider it sacred, including most of the Aboriginal people of Canada. They use it to send prayers to the creator, and they use sage or sweetgrass. Now, the Alberta prison system, correctional institution, has banned sweetgrass because they say it's for health and safety reasons, and they're saying that it could lead to possible compensation problems due to secondhand sweetgrass smoke and secondhand sage smoke.
Jeez.
But you can smoke tobacco in there. That's okay. You can, you know what I mean? Like, it's totally ridiculous. And they said, sure, they can do their sweetgrass, but they have to go outside. And if you know about prairie winters in northern Alberta or northern Manitoba, going outside at minus 60 with wind chill factor to light your sweetgrass, you'd need a blowtorch. You know what I mean? Like, you would be basically dead. You'd be frozen stiff with the piece of sweetgrass in your hand going,
Well, you know, it's interesting that, you know, there's all these bans on substances that cause, you know, mind-altering things. But I think, you know, I'm just waiting for them to ban cars downtown Toronto, because I've heard that, you know, that living down Toronto is equivalent to smoking two packs a day.
Sure.
But you know, we can't have any bans on the automobile industry.
That's outside, Dan. Yeah. This is inside.
Oh, there you go. That explains it. In Scotland, a high court judge, while sentencing the killer of schoolgirl Jodie Jones, he sentenced the killer of schoolgirl Jodie Jones to 20 years, blamed the murder partially on pot. Her killer, a 14-year-old who slit her throat and mutilated her body, was a self-admitted Satanist who obsessed over human sacrifice. So it was obviously the pot.
It must have been the pot. Ever since I started eating pot, I've given up on vegetarianism. I've been craving cutting open steaks, and it's so ridiculous.
Well, what's sad about this is that this is you know, typically mirrored all over the world. Like, for example, just recently in Canada, I think it was in Quebec, there was a case where a person who had committed murder told the judge, well, you know, I was under the influence of cannabis when I did it. You know, it wasn't really my, you know, I wasn't totally in control of my actions. And the judge bought that argument and said, well, okay, then we'll give you a lighter sentence. But, you know, so what I'm thinking is that any of you people out there who are busted for growing pot should tell the judge that the pot made you do it, and maybe you'll get a lighter sentence, because obviously that pot made you grow pot, and maybe made you do any other illegal thing you may have been busted.
God, can you imagine cannabis smoking Satanist mutilates girl? You know, like, give me a break.
It's getting really bad in the UK. I mean, just like last year, there was a fellow who they found had died from a brain aneurysm, and they claimed it was because he'd smoked something like 17,000 joints, right? Well, you know, turns out they had no way of measuring how many joints the guy had smoked, first of all. And secondly...
Oh, I remember that coroner's report.
So the Swedes, I think it was, took it and took a look at it, and they said, oh, this is totally bogus. They just totally made this up. They did a full inquiry, got the guy's body, checked it all out, looked at all the medical
records.
Own
tests, yeah.
They were like, this is BS. And, you know, turns out that the guy was probably self-medicating for a headache, which would have been, you know, what he was experiencing shortly before having his brain fry, you know, from some kind of a, I think it was like a weakness in one of his veins or arteries or something like that. Basically, he was having headaches, and then he had a brain aneurysm and he died.
Well, so, I got a local news story. Local teen who actually picked me up hitchhiking the other night was telling me that he was doing a couple bong hits up a dark road above Nelson, and the cops came, busted his ass, grabbed his bong, and said they let him go. They dumped out the pot, they grabbed the bong, and they hoofed it, threw it as hard as they could over down the mountain, you know? And he's like, oh. So, anyway, he laughed, got out of there. But the next day, he raced up, and he found his bong completely intact with the bowl still inside, sitting in a pile of rocks down the mountain.
Wow.
And he was like, holy smoke. He was like, it was blessed.
God protects cannabis.
Yeah, if you buy your bong from Holy Smoke, it's protected by God.
No guarantees.
No guarantees. All purchases are private.
BC Grow Up Game was shut out of a New York toy fair last week. The Toy Industry Association said it banned the Grow Up Game because it goes against the values of the Toy Industry Association. And...
oh my God.
And their mandate to support the positive development of children.
Oh, give me a break. Monopoly, that's not bad. Teaching them to be greedy little capitalists.
The game is manufactured by Vancouver's Board Games Corporation and was invented by a BC grower.
Oh my God. Can you imagine? They think that's... What about, you know, what about hungry hippos? What about animal rights? What about... pickup sticks, and you know what I mean? Like, you could make an argument for any game on the planet. Chess, you know, it's a racial game, blacks against whites. Like, that's a racist game, damn it. The white people got to make the first move. You know, you could pick any game and make it into some crazy, like, you know.
I think that their true objection was that the winner of the game might receive a bag full of dirt.
Oh, my God. Or clover.
Or clover, yeah.
Okay, well, that's been the drug news. This is Fane of the Cosmos. I'm one of your hosts, Dustin Sunflower.
I'm another one of your hosts, Reverend DeMuzzi.
You're listening to Kootenai Co-op Radio, 93.5 FM, CJLY.